Excellence is never an accident. Aristotle. At the annual Leadership Forum, hosted by McKinsey & Company, in the picturesque waterfront town of St. Michael's, Maryland, 30 soon-to-be CEOs were gathered in the conference room. On this rainy fall evening, the retreat's first day, everyone snapped to attention as the moderator, Vic, one of your co-authors, posed an intriguing question. What does a CEO really do? Without pause, the first guest speaker, a chief executive of one of the world's largest technology companies, responded, "I can say with confidence that the role of the CEO boils down to..." He then expanded on each of three items with conviction and clarity. At the end of the night, everyone left feeling a mysterious veil had been lifted. That is, until the following morning's speaker, the leader of a multinational financial services company, answered Vic's same question. The guest articulated what she viewed as the three primary roles for a CEO, punctuating each with potent, reinforcing examples. They were an altogether different set than offered by the first night's speaker. That evening, the third and final CEO speaker, leader of one of the world's most prestigious academic medical centers, presented, you guessed it, yet another categorically different list of the three most important aspects of the CEO role. The next morning, Scott and Carolyn, your two other co-authors, brought the retreat to a close, doing their best to crisply summarize the key takeaways. On the subsequent hour-and-a-half drive to the nearest major airport, the three of us discussed how starkly different each guest speaker's list had been. We guessed that if we'd had a fourth speaker, we'd have yet another take on the CEO role. We all agreed that each piece of advice raised by our speakers was important and helpful, but in aggregate, the information felt disjointed. It was unsettling. As CEO counselors, we know that how a person performs in the CEO role matters. CEOs who rank in the top 20% of financial performance generate, on average, 2.8 times more total return to shareholders, TRS, during each year of their tenure than do average performers. More concretely, if you invest $1,000 in a Standard & Poor's S&P 500 index fund, and over 10 years your investment grows at historical averages, your investment will make you just under $1,600. If you invest in the companies led by the top quintile highest performing CEOs, you'll gain more than $10,000. That's a big difference. What's more, the extent to which a CEO is a significant predictor of a company's performance has more than doubled since the mid-20th century. This CEO effect will undoubtedly become even more important in an increasingly volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world, one in which stakeholder capitalism is on the rise, calling leaders to move far beyond Milton Friedman's notion that companies exist solely to create profits for shareholders. In fact, the actions of today's companies will likely have more impact.